News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Representatives from the Road Safety Authority are going to appear before the Oireachtas Transport Committee later on today to discuss the ongoing issue around driving test and NCT delays. And joining us to discuss all of it is Sean Canny, Junior Minister for Transport. Minister, what is going on? I happen to have children of an age who want to start driving, who are looking for driving tests, and the waiting times are semi-ludicrous.
Yes, and since I came into office, and good morning to your listeners, first of all, since I came into office, I have looked at this issue, this problem, which is exercising a lot of people's minds. It's affecting people trying to get work and all of that. So basically, I met with the director, the CEO of the RSA a number of weeks ago, and I directed him to put a plan in place to reduce the waiting times. He has started that process. We have additional testers now coming out and adding to the capacity which we have. And after a number of weeks of this happening, we have reduced the waiting times down to 21 weeks. My aim is that by the first week in September, we will have it back to 10 weeks, which is the service level agreement that the RSA have with the Department of Transport. We have given them last September, the go-ahead to get additional testers. They have now upped that, and there will be more testers coming on stream in the coming weeks.
Where are you going to get them, Minister? Because we hear that there's a shortage of them, and they have to be trained in certain ways and all of that. So where are these testers going to materialise from?
Well, they've already they're already in training. The first cohort have come out of training. Another cohort are in training. And I expect that by September, we will have 200 testers trained and working in the service. Also, just to say that what we have done is we have made sure that every other possibility of getting testing done has been looked at, including working overtime, including working over the weekends, and especially bank holiday weekends. And I must compliment the testers and the staff who have come to the mark and said, yes, we are prepared to do this. It has made an appreciable difference in the waiting time so far, but it's still a far cry away from where it needs to be. And I have also asked the RSA to put in place a contingency plan so that if anything is not working right for them, that there is a contingency, and they're working on that as well.
How is it allowed, Minister, get this bad, though? I mean, we do see, and we see on our text line, and we see on our caller-based shows like Lunchtime Live, we see people contacting the station saying, you know, my kids, they drive unaccompanied because they have to, because there's no public transport and they have to get to college and I have a job. This has facilitated people driving on learner permits unaccompanied, and all of that kind of rule breaking has happened because of ineptitude largely, isn't it?
Well, I would say that the situation as it was untenable, and when I came into office as the Minister with responsibility for road safety, it was the very first problem I tackled, because even in my own...
So was your predecessor at fault?
No, it wasn't. He had actually allocated funding last September for additional testers, and that funding was put in place. But
so the RSA is at fault, because someone is at fault, clearly.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's like this. The RSA are responsible for delivering the service on behalf of the government, and if they're not delivering it, they have to be called to account, and that's what I've done. And I have set out what I want to see happening. And I had a further meeting with the Chief Executive, Sam Wade, yesterday with my officials to get an up-to-date on where we're going. We've had an issue with looking for a driver test centre, one in Sandyford in Dublin and the other one in Drogheda, which would also help reduce the waiting times, and that two locations are critical to doing that. And I must say that having directed the RSA. They are working on both of them, and I hope to see the one in Drogheda coming on stream in the next couple of months, and the other one, Sandyford, okay, following on from that.
Okay.
So what I'm doing is, it's very simple. We need additional testers. They are being trained. They are coming out of their training. The training has been speeded up a bit without compromising safety or the quality of it. And I will continue to monitor what's happening on a two-weekly basis.
Before we let you go, the NCT, there's big wait times for the NCT too. And you know, I've heard people say when I've been looking for an NCT, oh, tell them you're a priority and all of this, like kind of game the system because it's the only way to get an appointment. What's happening with the NCT wait times?
Well, the NCT wait times are at 12 days on average across the country, and they should be at 10 days. So again, I had a discussion on that with Samway yesterday, and basically we need to get it back to the service level agreement. It's not far off it, but it's not right. And the company who are delivering that service, A Plus, are being closely monitored, and if they're not meeting their service level agreement, there are what I would call penalties for them, and they know that, and the penalties are being put in place. But they are actually right now, they tell me that we are back to the 10-day waiting time for and that's 10-day calendar days, not working days.
Okay.
So that and I will continue to monitor that as well.
Okay.
And I think it's important to say that these are services that are vital, and if you take coming up to the end of August, we will need bus drivers to drive the school buses, and it's important that we have drivers who want to get their tests done, have them ready as well.
Okay.
So we're not pushing back on truck drivers or bus drivers to facilitate the car
All right.
drivers.
Everyone
is important.
Before I let you go, Minister, we're reading in the papers this morning, government ministers could owe thousands of euros to the state over pension payment issues. This is to do with overpayments. Do you know yet if you've been affected?
No, I haven't been affected by it. I would say that I'm saying that straight up, but because it is ministers and that are involved in this, and basically it's a total mess that has been created in delivering public service pay to people, and there are lots of people who are retired not getting their proper pensions, and there are people who are getting pensions who have now passed away and weren't getting the proper pension either. So it's a complete mess. I commend Minister Jack Chambers, and he's taken this by the scruff of the neck, and he will get it sorted. And also we need to see external independent audit of what actually is going on there.
And those ministers and public servants who have been overpaid, do you believe it's right that they should have to pay back whatever overpayment they received?
Oh, well, absolutely. You know, that is it. We should get what we're entitled to be paid. I don't think any minister or any politician or any civil servant has done anything wrong here. It has been a system that has not done the proper calculations and deductions, and you would expect that when you have a service that is being provided to the state, that it would be. And I think it's important that there are people who, some people haven't got
Minister,
what they should be getting, and that has to be recognised as well. And I think it's important that it is rectified as quickly as possible in a transparent manner.
Minister Sean Canny, Junior Minister for Transport, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.